On May 11, 2021, Salesforce services went down for 5 hours. And the cause of this outage was, as always, DNS. We've seen this many, many times, how DNS essentially affects your entire infrastructure and can cripple you down. But the question you might have is, Hussein, if DNS goes down and you bring it back up, does it really take 5 hours for the services to pick app back up again? That's the question I try to answer in this video. So in this video, I'm going to go through the executive summary that the Salesforce team have provided. What exactly services went down and the cause, obviously the DNS. And then I'm going to give my opinion about why does it take so long when DNS goes down? How about we jump into it? Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. All right, guys, how about we read the executive summary of why and what happened with Salesforce back on May 11th, 2021. And then we're going to discuss exactly how the DNS essentially affect your services. All right. On May 11th, 2021, at approximately 9 o'clock the evening, Universal Coordinated Time, UTC, the Salesforce technology team became aware of service disruption across Salesforce production instances. The disruption impacted the ability for users to log into their Salesforce environment within the core Salesforce services, Marketing Cloud, Commerce Cloud, Government Cloud, Experience Cloud, Heroku, Pardot, I don't know what Pardot is, Velocity. In addition, the status to Salesforce.com trust site was also unavailable. We've seen this many, many times, guys. Every time there's an outage, the means to inform the customers about an outage is in outage too. So customers have no idea that what really happened. They just seen an outage. And you can't really, as a company, you can't even inform them because the status website relies on a piece of infrastructure that goes down with the outage. We've seen this many, many times. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, now Salesforce, every time. So that's why now I think people realize and companies realize that they need to separate the status infrastructure from the actual core infrastructure. This is very, very important, right? Because you need to let your users know. I mean, the easiest way is to go off of Twitter, but I don't know how that feels, really. If I'm Microsoft and I tell people about an outage in Twitter, I don't know about that. It's like everybody goes to Twitter when things goes the outage. And that might be okay, but I don't know how I feel about that. Let me know what you think, guys. Trust site was also unavailable, and customers were unable to log support cases. So even they want to log support cases, they couldn't. Some customers may have also experienced issues with multi-factor authentication during the incident. As we became aware of the disruptions, an investigation began across the Salesforce technology organizers and resolve the disruption. The technology team confirmed the impact of the production host, which was impairing diagnostics and analytics. The team was high confidence that the issue was triggered by an internal emergency domain name system change. So the Salesforce team made a change to the DNS, right? That's what we know that triggered the outage. But how? Let's read through the technical details a little bit. I just need to know what exactly that, and then we can talk about it. We can kind of puzzle things together. Technical details. The Salesforce change to the DNS impacted multiple data centers, affecting the Salesforce service for customers, the status.salesforce.com and Salesforce Authenticator. I think this is the app that does the multi-factor authentication. Over the following hours, the team worked to restore the service, blah, blah, blah. We're going through that. All this jazz took 5 hours to do. Exactly. I'm interested in more, a little bit. When we do an update to a DNS service, like you fixed a bug or you introduce a feature in the DNS, right? What really happened? Let's read more. Root cause analysis. The preliminary post-incident analysis by the Salesforce technology team determined that a DNS update triggered DNS services to stop and not restart immediately. There you go. Because when you do an update, I'm going to restart the service immediately, but it stopped but did not restart immediately. That means it was only out for a moment. I don't know how long, they didn't mention. But that moment caused all this cascading effect. So let's speculate like we always do in this channel. And let's go back and, because I think we read enough. So let's go back. All right, guys. So obviously, kudos. We start always with kudos to all the engineers that work in Salesforce and work very hard to bring the service back up and running. I always say that because I don't want to be in their shoes, because I was once upon a time, few years back. And that's not fun, right? Getting cold, midnight, things go wrong, you stay over hours just to fix the outage. Not fun. So kudos, good job, guys. Now, let's analyze why DNS going out for a few, that's what we read. We read it's like, it's only a few moments, right? It didn't restart immediately. That's what I can deduce from that statement, right? So we made an update to the service. Obviously, to update an update, you stop the service to take effect, right? Unless you're using Elixir or Erlang, so you can do hot swapping in the code. That's what WhatsApp does, right? So they can change process while it's running. That's just fantastic, man, right? But the rest of us have to stop the process and restart it, or do a rolling restart to pick up the change. That's what we do all the time, right? But when we restart the service and it didn't restart immediately, what will happen? I mean, yeah, DNS goes down for a few moments. Like, what happens? Well, in a microservices architecture, or you don't have to call it microservices architecture, just a service-oriented architecture where services are relying on each other to talk, and you have a load balancing in place that tag these services with health checks, right? If a service tries to communicate to another service and it couldn't, right? In this particular case, because of a DNS not available, you query the DNS, is not available, and it says, as a result, the service will think that, hey, the other server is actually down. So I'm going to try again. And then again, obviously, I can't find an IP address because maybe there's a service discovery that is not telling me what this IP address is. And then you try again and you try again. And at the end of the day, the service will say that, hey, by the way, that server is just down. And the load balancers, as a result, will have the same effect. If you make a request to a load balancer and load balancer tries to communicate to the backend service, it will try multiple times. If it's down, if it couldn't communicate, no matter what error it gets, which we talked about in another video, where load balancers and proxies are nefarious for throwing this generic error that's called bad gateway. I talked about it right here if you want to learn more about it. But bad gateway means anything can go wrong. From DNS, from TLS handshake couldn't be established, from a bad certificate on the back end, from a service taking too long to respond, from a service actually giving you an invalid response, like you're connecting to the back end but giving you a malformed response. All of this is bad gateway. And as a result, bad gateway errors result into the backend being marked as unhealthy. So future requests will never go to that. So you will try another service, the load balancer will try another service, and obviously it's going to be down because the DNS is down. Well, the load balancer is not smart enough, I guess, in this particular case, to know that, oh, it's just the DNS, it's not really the backend. You cannot possibly figure that out, right? And the proxies and the services are not smart enough to look behind it, obviously, right? Because if you can't look up DNS, all bets are off, right? So obviously, for that period of time, let's say 1 minute, took 1 minute or 2 minutes, all of these services are starting to just go down. And when I mean go down, they are marked as down, marked as bad. So services won't get any requests. And as a result, authentication will fail, everything will fail. And even if your DNS is back up and running, it won't help you. Because guess what? The load balancer will receive a request. Yeah, it will start connecting to one service, right? Again, because all of them are bad. So maybe the auto scaling will kick in and say, we'll spin up a new services. And those, right, will pick up the new DNS update. And you all of a sudden, there are hungry requests, flood of waiting, queued up requests, just hitting that poor new service. And obviously, it's going to go down. And we've seen this many, many times when an outage happens, right? Once a service goes up and it immediately goes down because the service cannot handle that potential load. That's why what I like about Envoy in particular as a proxy is there's a feature called, I talked about Envoy, guys. Check it out here. Envoy is, they thought about this. They said, okay, we need to introduce panic mode. Panic mode means if all my backends are suspiciously unhealthy, really, I really don't care. I'm just going to forward the request anyway. If those load balancers continue to request and forward the request to the backend, right, despite this DNS, they at least try, then it would have maybe succeeded. It will not have been removed from the backend fleet as an unhealthy service. Right? That's one of the advantages of one feature that can be easily added to all proxies. And I believe all proxies should have this feature. At least disabled by default, give me an option to enable it. Panic mode is really, really powerful. Again, guys, all of this here is speculation. We don't know the actual root cause analysis. They are still working on it. Again, kudos for the Salesforce team. But that's why it takes time when DNS goes down. Microsoft, we've seen it like a few weeks back, I think. Microsoft went down because of DNS. And once the DNS is gone, tough luck. Unless you have great resilient software, it's going to really be hard to bring it back up. All right, guys, that's it for me today. I'm going to see you in the next one. If you like this content, subscribe. I talk about backend stuff. That's what I do. And I'll see you in the next one. Guys, stay awesome. Goodbye.